7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
And Justin.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back, and we are doing a mock draft for you. And it's going to be one of our few and first mock drafts that we've done in a long time. And we have a guest on the show again, Justin. Justin, how's it going?
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
I like how you say it in like the creepiest way possible. And, of course, we have Tom here. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm starting this mock draft number one. First overall pick. I'm going to set the tone for this mock. And I'm going to mock Tim's face off.
So you are pick one. Justin, you are pick what?
Pick two.
And great, and we have Tim. Tim.
Hey, Josh. Nice to see you here. I'll grab this mic right by the nads just like you like it. A little concerned Justin's here. Pretty sure this means you guys are kicking me off the show again, but that's all right. Always good to see Justin. He cooks meth, just so everyone knows. If I end up getting kicked out of here, you should know Justin cooks meth in his day job.
So let's talk about draft strategies real quick. Is there a specific draft strategy that you guys follow? Do you go by the running back, and then you start going receivers? Do you go wide receiver heavy first? Do you go running back, then wide receiver? Do you go just best available?
If I'm in the top three picking in a draft, I'm going running back first. If I'm outside that top three, it's all about best player available. And I'm sticking to my board, not listening to ESPN boards that has Jordy Nelson number 10. Absolutely crazy. I'm taking him anywhere from 5 to 7 or 8 or whatever. But that's it.
I've been doing a lot of different strategies here. I know Josh Schultz, if you're listening, F you. Because every time we do a mock, he's like, oh, I won that one. I'm the winner. It's a mock draft, you jamoke. Calm down. Your team's last in the league for a reason every year. Okay? But moving on, listen, I'm very fond of the running back strategy, especially nowadays with how highly favorited running backs are for the most part. It's very easy to get your tit in a ringer if you're not careful. Running backs go, pretty quickly there, and they come at a premium. So you could be stuck with, two wide receivers and be thinking, who the hell am I throwing out there at RB?
Yeah, I feel like with me, if I don't get one of the top guys out of the two position groups, I feel a little upset, I guess. I mean, you can't really go wrong with one LeSean McCoy later on in the draft, like 11th or 12th pick. But if I'm like in the first 10 picks, I want one of the top three running backs, or I want one of the top five wide receivers. If not, then I'm like, the rest of my draft, I feel kind of down about, I guess, in a sense. Justin, what about you?
You always have to go with running back first. You want one of those head guys.
So even if you're like late pick 12, you're going running back still?
That's the hard part about it, because you just, if you don't get one of those top guys, they kind of just
they disappear.
Mold together. You can't really tell the difference.
Well, if you guys heard that music, we are now live on our draft. Tom is on the clock. Pick one overall, 30 seconds left. Tom, talk us through it.
Call me crazy, but I'm not going Le'Veon Bell here. He's ESPN's number one ranked player. I'm not going David Johnson here. ESPN number two player. I am going one Ezekiel Elliott. I still think he's running behind one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. I think he's going to be catching the football more out of the backfield. It is a non-PPR league, so touchdowns mean a lot, and I think Ezekiel Elliott's going to score the most out of any other running back in the NFL this year. I'm all in on Ezekiel Elliott.
Tom, real quick, are you concerned at all? We're used to him ripping off long runs for touchdowns. Are you concerned at all about him ripping out more girls' titties here during the season and potentially getting suspended?
I am not. The NFL would not do that. This man has been a saint for them, jumping in that red kettle for whatever that stupid Christmas fucking thing is. But
stupid Christmas thing.
What is that?
I'm excited since they have now canceled the No Fun League and people are allowed to use props and stuff. Now I'm wondering if he's gonna score a touchdown instead of a Lambo leap, a Lambo titty whip, and we're just gonna see some titties in the end zone this year.
Let's move on to pick number two. We do have Justin on the clock. Justin, you have your pick of pretty much Le'Veon Bell or David Johnson. You've talked about how running back would be your first pick. Who are you going with?
Antonio Brown. No, I'm just fucking with you guys. I went with Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah. How would you not?
Over David Johnson. Any reasoning behind that?
It was, you know what? I was going to go David Johnson, but the last minute, I just saw what Bell brings to the table. The offense
just
runs
feel more comfortable.
Him, yeah.
Do you like his ability? Obviously, David Johnson, the more pure runner between the tackles, where Le'Veon Bell catches more balls, you know, out of the backfield. Is that what was kind of your deciding factor?
Especially when ESPN is going to a PPR standard league, might as well get those extra points.
I hear you.
All right. Next up, we had some Jamoko and Kyle Talty. He ends up taking the last of the big three running backs, David Johnson, who some would argue should have been the first running back off the board. Then the number one wide receiver, I believe we're all in agreement. Antonio Brown is off the board. And then we have a bunch of weird names here. Julio Jones goes off the board at pick five. And then we have your boy Tom, Jordy Nelson, going off the board at six, so the third wide receiver taken, not bad.
I'm a big time fan of Jordy going at six. You don't see that happen too often. Normally, OBJ, Mike Evans always go before Jordy Nelson, so it's nice. It looks like Carlos Rivera is a listener to Pony Keg Sports, and he believes in Pony Keg Tom to lead him to another fantasy championship. Smart man.
Next up, we have Tim on the clock.
I'm up. I normally like to go running back, like I said. First up, according to ESPN, would be one LeSean McCoy. I'm not really too fond of that idea, or Devonta Freeman. So I'm going to go wide receiver here, and even though they've added a lot of weapons, I still like his upside a little bit more than one Mike Evans. I'm going to take Odell Beckham Jr.
Good pick. Really can't hate on it.
I can. No, I'm just joking. Odell Beckham Jr. makes a lot of sense. I don't hate it. I could live with that if I were you.
You can't turn your God blessed sound off.
You want me to? I want everybody to know when my pick is.
Be giving these mother effers over at the Four Letter Network free plugs.
All right, I am up, and who do we just have go off the board? LeSean McCoy, Devonta Freeman, both off the board. I'm a guy that really likes that number one wide receiver, and I also like the number two number one running back as well. And I'm going to just take somebody I have trust in, and I'm going to take Mike Evans. And I know a lot of people are going to hate that with a lot of the extra weapons that Tampa Bay has gotten this offseason, but I still got to believe.
I'm not a huge fan of taking Mike Evans in the first round this year, but I do not blame you. You're picking at the end of the first. It's kind of a crapshoot. I would have probably rather have had one of the running backs like Melvin Gordon or Jordan Howard or Jay Ajayi right there, but the Mike Evans, you can't go wrong with it.
These guys are commenting in the chat here. They're talking about.
You want me to tell you what I said?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this guy was like, you know, they've been asking, you know, who are your sleepers, blah, blah, blah. So is this Team Eirik? Okay, so calm down, Nazi Germany. But he said, I'm big on Carlos Hyde. Dude is a beast. Just needs to stay healthy. You know, that dude plays 14 or 15 games. You know, he's going to be a top five back. And I said, no, he won't be the starter week one because he won't be.
I think he'll be the starter week one. I don't think that's a question. The question is he going to be the starter all year? And I think that answer is an obvious no. We saw what they did last year. They brought in – who did they bring in? Tim Hightower.
Yep.
They drafted a rookie, and I think a little far-fetched with him being a starter week one – or not being the starter week one, but Joe Williams, again, is a guy that they went out and reached for. Hell yeah.
Woo.
I'm liking where everything just fell.
Oh, yeah.
A.J. Green off the board. T.Y. Hilton off the board. Michael Thomas, my boy, off the board. Someone reached for Leonard Fournette there. Eric or whatever, your German guy. I am left with, and I should say that loosely, left with, I got Melvin Gordon to choose from, Jordan Howard, Jay Ajayi, and DeMarco Murray. I am going to go with one Melvin Gordon riding that hype train still. He had a great year last year, great stats overall, and I'm a believer in him this year again. No more Danny Woodhead.
I like the Melvin Gordon pick. The main reason I'm so high on him, look what they did in the 2017 draft, investing in those guards. They got the two best guards in the 2017 draft class. That is going to help Melvin Gordon out a lot and help Mr. Pip Rivers out a lot.
Next up, we had Jordan Howard off the board. Can't really complain with that. DeMarco Murray, again, the two guys I was just talking about. And now we have Tim on the clock, and Team DeLeon the Third is telling everybody to come on and pick.
I am eating my own words here, continuing on my other draft strategy, completely hating this Third Reich, Team Eirich guy, fighting with him. I'm going to go ahead and take another wide receiver. I'm going to take Dez Bryant. Woo! Have Odell Beckham Jr. and Dez Bryant. Not where I want to be without a running back going in the third round, but you cannot complain about those two guys.
It's not a bad idea, though, Tim. Normally, you don't do this, but you're seeing what your team's going to look like if you go to that zero running back strategy. You're investing your team highly in wide receivers early. So this might not be the draft for you. You never know. This is what you have to do when you are doing mock drafts.
Yeah, it's very, man, I find it hard to believe going into a third round with no running back. I've done a couple mocks not doing that, and I still ended up pretty good, like how I liked my team. So I'm not going to complain about it, but I'm not super fond of it. So Jay Ajayi off the board after that. Amari Cooper off the board after that. Lamar Miller going there as well at pick 21. We have Team Talty right now, who's got David Johnson on his team, and he goes Rob Gronkowski there. Justin is on the clock, and he's got 40 seconds. So,
guys, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of ugly. I don't know what to go with here.
It gets ugly at this point. It does. That is for sure.
Tell us what you're thinking about, Justin. Work it out.
I mean, I'm looking at you got Marshawn. I think we'll excel with Oakland. You got Todd Gurley, if you believe in Todd Gurley. And you got DeAndre Hopkins.
Those are the three you're thinking about?
Yeah.
And he's got 10 seconds.
10 seconds, Justin. Please don't pick the guy I want.
Just wait until the last second. Justin goes with Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, God, no.
You shouldn't have waited to the last
second. No, I'm on light, and I couldn't find out where the draft player is.
Unbelievable. Who would you have gone
there? Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. Okay, well, you screwed that up. You have Alshon Jeffrey. So your team's all fucked up now.
Yeah.
So, I have a chance to rebound here. So we're
good. I went with Mr. Todd Gurley. Look, normally I like to get a wide receiver, one or two of them, early in a draft, but I picked number one overall, and right now there's not many wide receivers I like. Went Todd Gurley with my 212 pick with 3-1. This might be a reach, but it's a guy who I think will be screaming up draft boards the next couple months, Mr. Joe Mixon. So I'm starting off this draft with three running backs. I think I got three starters, three guys who could all potentially finish in the top 12 this year.
Does not bode well for my team.
Wow, Joe Mixon there. That's interesting.
It's a little early, but I'm a believer.
Next up, who do we have? One Justin, right?
You gonna wait till last minute again?
All the draft was on, so I have Demaryius Thomas.
So I can't figure out how to turn it off. So Demaryius Thomas goes to Justin's team.
I don't hate it. He's the number one option on the team, obviously.
Yeah, you can't really complain. Either him or DeAndre Hopkins if you're looking for a wide receiver. I would have felt comfortable with that. So you're looking pretty decent at wide receiver, Justin. You got Alshon. You got Demaryius Thomas. You have Le'Veon Bell at running back. So not bad at all.
I definitely would have preferred to have the two running backs going into here. I mean, if it would have had, Dez Bryant, that would have been a great wide receiver. But having Alshon Jeffery as your number one, that's kind of ugly.
Yeah, that's not looking good.
Yeah, no.
Next up, we had, again, like we said, Marshawn Lynch going, Isaiah Crowell, Terrell Pryor. Tim is now on the clock.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what to do. I might just pull a Justin here and auto-draft because it's getting ugly here.
The best available running back is Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's
How do you feel about McCaffrey, Timmy?
He has some upside, but I still think Jay Stu is going to steal some stuff out of him, steal some stuff from him. I'm going to go another outside-the-box pick here. I'm going to go with, I believe, the number one quarterback this year in fantasy football, one Aaron Rodgers.
Woo!
I don't normally like to go quarterback early, but, again, I feel if you're telling me at the start of any fantasy football team that you have Odell Beckham Jr., Dez Bryant, and Aaron Rodgers, regardless of what else is there, there has to be more pieces, but you're feeling pretty damn confident.
Next up, we had Julian Edelman go, then Doug Baldwin, and now I am up, and I'm going to go a decent value pick here. I'm at pick 34, and I'm going to go with the 27th ranked player, that is Jordan Reed. I'm going to lock it in.
You got lucky. I was close to taking him.
Filling up this team, and Jordan Reed's a playmaker. That offense is going to run through him, so they say over and over again. And, yeah, I'm just a believer in Jordan Reed on Washington and with Kirk Cousins, so I can deal with that. Next up, we have AR-15 going, Jarvis Landry going, Christian McCaffrey now off the board, so the best running back available is now gone. Best running back available, we have Mark Ingram, Carlos Hyde, Baleel Powell, Ty Montgomery, Danny Woodhead, Spencer Ware, C.J. Anderson, Dalvin Cook, Frank Gore, Theo Riddick. So, just off the board, Carlos Hyde. Is that our... Oh, there's our Eric guy, idiot.
That's his boy.
I'm not really liking what I'm seeing at wide receiver. I got Cooks. I got Watkins. I got Allen, Crabtree, Sanders, Devontae Adams. I definitely don't see what I want at running back. So I'm going to go a route I normally don't go, but I have been going this offseason of mock drafts, one Tom Brady.
You only Brandon Cooks this year?
No, absolutely not. Not on the Patriots. Too many miles to feed. They have like 20 wide receivers. I have no idea what's going on in that offense. It is just so confusing. I just don't get it.
It's interesting to see you, Josh, invest early picks in that tight end and quarterback spot, but I see it. You got studs at the running back and the receiver spot. You're going to have advantages over a lot of teams in fantasy football and especially in this league. So I like where you're going. It's interesting, but if Brady and Reed have those types of years that they can have, you're going to have a good team.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. That's God, I hope. If Reed can stay healthy, I just want to see what he can do if he stays healthy. And that goes for the same guy that just went off the board, Sammy Watkins. If he stays healthy as well, that'd be very interesting to see. Next up, we have Devontae Adams. Again, he finished as a what, Tom? Wide receiver one last year?
Yes, sir.
So he goes as pick number 41. Kind of crazy to think about that. And next up is Tim. Tim.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm getting very, very good value here in the fourth round while having the three guys that I already do. I have not drafted a running back yet. And I'm getting Mark Ingram. He's obviously projected to have a huge cut here with AP being on the team and with Alvin Kamara being drafted. But you never know. And I still definitely think like he's going to get his touches.
Yeah, I'm a believer because I'm not sold on Adrian Peterson coming in and being the quote-unquote the guy to take carries away from Ingram. Even though it seems like the Saints absolutely hate Ingram and they've brought in running backs over and over again to combat everything against him and try to take the job away from him. So it's very interesting to see what's going to happen in that backfield. Next up, we have Spencer Ware off the board. And then we have Greg Olsen, another tight end off the board there. So let's recap a couple of our teams. Right now, my team is looking like Tom Brady, Melvin Gordon, Mike Evans, Jordan Reed. I'm not going to lie. I like my team so far. And then we have Tim's team with Aaron Rodgers, Mark Ingram, Odell Beckham Jr., and Dez Bryant. He's really got that star power at wide receiver. And then we have Justin, the auto draft king. We have Le'Veon Bell, Dalvin Cook, Alshon Jeffrey, Demaryius Thomas, really taking a stab at Dalvin Cook. And then we have Tom with Zeke, Todd Gurley, Joe Mixon. And was that your last pick that you just made with Dalvin?
Yes, that was not auto drafted. Okay. That was me.
So what's the thought behind Dalvin Cook there?
I like him on Minnesota. I think that is a run heavy offense. Even with like Sam Bradford, he did well, granted, but I believe it goes through the running game.
Well, like I said in a couple episodes ago, if you combine McKinnon's numbers and Matt Asiata's numbers, they would have combined for a top 10 running back last year in fantasy football. But at the same time, that offensive line is hot freaking garbage. So if that offensive line turns out to be anything formidable at all, then we can see Dalvin Cook really do something. And the thing that I've talked about over and over again is the love that Bradford has for the check down pass. If Dalvin Cook can really take on that role, we'll see Dalvin Cook have a great fantasy year.
You know who's also hot garbage? Team Eirik. D. Eirik. Because he just keeps going on and on about Carlos Hyde. Tom just said that if Hyde outperforms Joe Williams, that we will send him a jersey. I feel like that was a pretty...
What was that? He's got to follow us the whole time on Twitter, and hopefully... Maybe we just gained a fan out of this, and I have confidence in Mr. Joe Williams versus Carlos Hyde, so I'm not worried about losing a jersey.
So do
He needs to at least retweet 5 statuses.
We'll talk with him. But
I'm
after
not talking to that fucking guy. You can talk to him.
After Justin's pick, I needed a receiver. I had 3 running backs, but I got Mr. Keenan Allen. It's a risk. It's a total risk with Keenan Allen. Hasn't been able to stay healthy. And I got Golden Tate, the number one for the Lions. Not my 2 ideal picks for my wide receivers 1 and 2, but I think I have the best overall running back group of anyone in this league. So I think I'm sitting okay with those 2 guys.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that at all. I do agree with you. I think your running back group is very, very good. Keenan Allen, I like. He's got to really bounce back off that injury year, back-to-back injury years. Golden Tate, again, is so hit and miss. So we'll see what happens. And then you can never forget about Joe Mixon. But you do have Zeke and Joe Mixon on the same bye. So you do have to replace one of them with a running back. But you could probably do that with a likes of like a Chris Thompson or something like that as well. So next up, we have Tim.
You know what? I need a second running back, but you know what? There's one guy on here who is still top in his position, so why not fill the tight end role? Travis Kelce is now on my team, another big name, and I don't have to worry about the tight end position now for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's not bad. I do like Travis Kelce. I do think he's one of the better tight ends as well, like you did say. And with the loss of Macklin this offseason, it really does make a lot of sense to now make him the almost number one go-to guy in a sense.
Yeah, I was very, very happy getting him in the 5th, to be honest with you.
Next up is going to be me. And, man, this is such a tough pick, guys. I want to reach on a couple guys, but I am going to go with...
I wish you would reach.
Mr. Old Reliable, Larry Fitz. I don't know. I feel like he's a guy that gets you points, and he's just there. I don't know. That's all I got.
It's true. Fitz, last few seasons since he's gotten moved into the slot, has been a reliable number 2 wide receiver. He's still probably going to be the number 1 pass-catching option for the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think he's lost a step. He still has a few good years left in him. Roll with Fitz, and getting him, was it in the 6th round or end of the 5th, was good.
This next pick here, I'm going to be in the 6th round, beginning of the 6th. And guys, I'm going to let you know right now, I'm reaching for the stars. And I don't really care what anybody thinks of this pick, because after the first couple weeks, he's going to be a stud, and I feel like I can get one of these other guys on the bounce back and still feel pretty comfortable on where my running back game is, because he is going to be the guy after week three. So this is who I'm going with.
That's a stupid-ass pick.
You can say it as much as you want.
That's a stupid-ass pick.
A little too early, but that's who I was going to take at 7-1. Just a heads up. So Josh, he knew who he was drafting against. He knows what I feel about Doug Martin, and he made the right pick. He wasn't going to last to him at his next spot.
Yeah, my other choice was Mike Gillisley, but he was picked the pick right before me. And again, like I said, or like what Tom alluded to, Doug Martin, he probably would have drafted him, or he could have just said that. But I feel like Doug Martin right there picks, you're going to see him go higher and higher in mock drafts.
Oh, so yeah.
His ADP is just going to move up, and be prepared. If you want Doug Martin, you're going to have to spend probably a seventh or an eighth round pick. And if somebody really likes him in your league, you may have to pick him in the sixth. Next up is Idiot Tim.
I actually don't hate that pick as much as I said. I'm just mad because I needed a second running back. And now I have to go with someone who is the Weight Watchers promo man. One, Eddie Lacy. I hate the pick, but
I love it.
He has the biggest upside.
Yeah.
He has the biggest upside by far. Listen, if he goes in there on weight, he could be the guy. He very well could be the guy.
Next up, we have Team Rivera making their pick, and let's kind of break down a couple more of the teams real quick. Let's go back to Tom's team. You were sitting with Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, Keenan Allen, Golden Tate, Joe Mixon. I like your team so far. Not bad. Justin, we have Le'Veon Bell, Dalvin Cook, Alshon Jeffrey, Demaryius Thomas, and Tevin Coleman. And then we have Tim with, let's see, where are you at, Tim? Tim has, well, we're just going to say mine. I can't find Tim's. I have Tom Brady, Melvin Gordon, Doug Martin, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jordan Reed. And then Tim, there you are. Aaron Rodgers, Mark Ingram, Eddie Lacy, Odell Beckham, Dez Bryant, Travis Kelce. So far, out of the teams, what are you guys thinking? Justin is on the clock.
I always think my team's the best, so I'm going to go with my team.
My team is the best by far.
Interesting.
All right, Justin just made his pick.
Team Irik's my new favorite guy now. I know I've been bashing him a lot, but he's a good dude.
Dude, he is good. He loves his guys.
He loves his
guys. Just like we love our guys, so it's good chat
follower. I just gave him a bunch of shit, because he said he loved Joe Mixon. I said he must like beating women, too.
All right, so I am up after Justin's pick of Delanie Walker. I feel really comfortable with where I'm at with running back. Not so much with wide receiver. So I'm going to take a big-time upside pick with Tyreek Hill. Look, Jeremy Maclin is gone, Kansas City. And Tyreek Hill is the new number one. And we saw him put up pretty solid numbers last year. And with my wraparound pick, I'm going with Dante Moncrief. When this dude is healthy.
Son of a bitch.
When this guy is healthy, he scores touchdowns. So he might only be healthy 10, 11 games, but it's a contract year for this guy. Andrew Luck had statistically his best season last year. He is growing as a football player, and I love Moncrief. And I'm feeling very good at my running back and receiver spots right now.
Yeah, and just like Tom said, you have to know who you're drafting against. He knew Justin wanted one of those guys, reached out, took him right from Justin's hands.
He was in my hands.
And so now Justin's got to make his pick. He's got 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Oh, and Justin going with one, Jamison Crowder. Justin, what are your thoughts on that?
I panicked. No, I like Jamison Crowder. I mean, especially in a PPR league, he gives you receptions. Not so much yards, not so much touchdowns, but he gives you something.
Yeah, I like Jamison Crowder. I think he's in store for a decent year this year. You don't know what you have in Josh Doctson yet, so it's you can be a little bit hard-pressed to say that Josh Doctson is going to be, quote-unquote, the guy. You don't know what you're getting. So it's a very interesting dynamic on what's going on in Washington. So Next up, we have who do we have? Stephon Diggs, Tyler Eifert, Brandon Marshall. We have Kyle Rudolph, and now Tim, you're up.
I am. I need a third wide receiver or a flex, depending on what type of league you play in. ESPN's top guy is Rishard Matthews. I don't like that at all. Or there's Kelvin Benjamin, Mike Wallace. I'm going to go with another Baltimore guy, Jeremy Maclin. I like Maclin's fit in Baltimore, and I think he's going to be much much better than ESPN has him ranked.
Interesting. I really need to go running back because I need a second running back desperately. Yeah.
My team was bad.
Yeah, so I need a second running back desperately. I'm going to go with a running back that we know that is most likely going to be... Oh, he never mind. He just got drafted right before me. I'm going to go with a wide receiver, changing route. I'm going to go with a starter on his team, Cameron Meredith. As much as I hate the Bears, don't care. He's the number one. So if you can get a number one wide receiver in the seventh round, end of the seventh round, I'll take it.
He's not the number one, though. Kevin White, you may have heard of him.
Kevin White's piece of garbage.
That is false, Tim. Oh, finally, Corey Davis off the board right after Josh picked. See another quarterback, Russell Wilson, and now Rishard Matthews. So a lot of receivers, two Tennessee Titan receivers off the board within three or four picks.
I am up again, and not liking any of this. I'm going to go with a guy that I'm going to reach a little bit again, guys. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Devontae Parker, maybe two rounds too early.
You still don't have a second running back?
No. I'm going rogue, bro. Going rogue. Devontae Parker, I like him a lot. Maybe a little bit reach in the, the eighth round. He's projected 106, but reaching a little bit. So next up, we have, who took him? Kareem Hunt. And then we have Rob Kelly. And then we have Tim on the clock.
So my position players for the most part are full. Obviously, my biggest concern right now is that my two starting running backs are Mark Ingram and Eddie Lacy. So I need to try to help that out. And Josh doesn't have a second running back left. But look for someone who's suspended for the first four games but should still be the starter on his team, Kenneth Dixon. I feel like is a great guy to have on your bench coming off of his suspension, because when he played last year, it reminded me a lot of one Jay Ajayi.
I'm not a big fan of Dixon. I was last year. We talked him up a lot. But just seeing him play, I don't know. I just wasn't happy with his overall performance. That's all. Next up, we have Justin. Justin, talk us through what you're thinking.
At this moment, I really have my running back set. I have my wide receiver set. I have tight end. So, looking at some quarterbacks. We got Cam, Dak, Kirk, and Derek Carr. Tom hates Derek Carr because he hates white guys.
That is not true. Not at all.
Racist-ass Tom.
He prefers Marcus Mariota over Andrew Luck.
Aren't they both white?
Marcus Mariota is Hawaiian.
Yeah.
He's still white.
So we're going to go with Derek Carr. I really like his offense. I like his wide receivers. Running back-wise, I mean, he's got Marshawn now. Hopefully that'll open up the passing game.
Would you go to the extent to say that you like him because he's white?
Well, I plead the fifth.
You guys better believe that when my pick comes back around, I'm going to have to go running back because this is looking pretty.
Hey, you still got Jonathan
pretty
Stewart.
Slim, all right.
I know Josh needs to go running back, so I'm addressing that here. I'm going to go another rookie with upside, Mr. Samaje Perine. Gives me four.
Josh's boy, you know he's pissed right
some
now.
Four quality running backs for me right now, and I got four quality wide receivers. I need to start looking at quarterback, the tight end spots. I'm going to look at the tight end spot right now. This might be a little bit of a reach, but it's a guy I like. It's a guy Justin likes. I'm going to rip Justin's balls from his groin area once again.
He's white.
Taking Mr. Hunter Henry.
See, I told you he's white.
Tight end. I like Hunter Henry. Eight touchdowns last year. Maybe he takes over that role 100% from Antonio Gates. We will see.
I'm going to go with Hunter Henry's brother from another mother, Derrick Henry.
Good pick, Justin. Stole that from Josh as well.
I really think that if DeMarco shows any sort of regression, they're just going to feed that big man.
We talked a lot as well about how this being DeMarco Murray's kind of swan song, you could definitely see an uptick in one Derrick Henry's carries. Who else went? And then Adam Thielen went, Kenny Britt, Eric Decker, and Matt Forte. And I'm on the clock. Again, I'm trying to secure my running game here, which is the definite weak point of my team. I'm going to take the other guy who could be getting those carries in New Orleans, and you never know if you could strike gold. And I feel very confident taking AP in the 9th round.
That's an absolute steal. I'm not a huge believer in AP, in all honesty, but getting him in the 9th round, it's an absolute steal.
Absolutely. And listen, even if Alvin Kamara has the best rookie year he possibly can have, he's still not going to take away all of the carries from Mark Ingram and Adrian Peterson. One of those guys is going to be getting a majority of the carries for the Saints. Josh, how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I got to go running back.
Josh, just to let you know, Jaquizz Rodgers is coming up.
Yeah, I saw
pick
that.
At 136.
Yeah, no, I feel I'm taking him at 120. The number one
running back for Tampa Bay last year.
Yeah, I feel all right with where I'm at still. I feel like my wide receiver, my tight end, and even my quarterback can carry my team. And like I said before, all you need is that one stud running back and a running back that you can plug and play every now and again and then see how you do. So, whatever. If you guys don't like my strategy, it's not a big deal.
Who are you taking?
I'm going to go running back, and I'm going to make my pick in just a second. If this guy takes my guy, I'm going to be very upset.
I hope he does.
I was hoping you were the guy that just took Duke Johnson.
You know, I was thinking about it after we roasted Kevin on our other episode, but that's not me. I'm going Terrence West. He's the starter for at least 4 games, and it's the games that, you know, I'm not going to have one Doug Martin for. So,
and Josh will definitely be looking to trade you value. You're going to need Kenneth Dixon, so you and I can talk down the line about a trade for Kenneth Dixon. You're going to want him.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen, but it's possible. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say a panic there, but not addressing the running back before Doug Martin really hurt me. I could have went with an Ameer Abdullah and then a Doug Martin.
Yeah, and you got Dougie Fresh, who was suspended the first 4 games of the year.
3 games.
3 games.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I'll take it. I still feel okay with it. We have Jamal Williams already taken off the board. That was kind of a...
It's a reach, but I like it personally.
Zach Ertz after that, and then one Corey Coleman. Does this guy have 2 teams?
Who?
Ketteritz? Does he have 2 teams there?
I don't think so.
No, it's called the snake draft. Sometimes you get to draft, and then you draft very early in the next round as well.
Oh, I'm like looking at it. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
We actually host a fantasy football show. I'm not sure if you're aware.
Next up, we have John Brown. I hate John Brown.
I like that pick.
So do I.
I hate John Brown.
In the 10th round, though?
I despise everything about him.
I like John Brown there. Last year, 2 seasons ago, he had a breakout year. A lot of people were taking him early in fantasy drafts. He has the sickle cell trait, which caused him some medical issues last year. Supposedly, he has it all under control. Bruce Arians, Carson Palmer, everyone's coming out saying he looks like the 2015 John Brown. I like him. He's a possible bounce-back candidate this year.
Thomas Rawls.
I was up. I went Thomas Rawls.
God, your running backs suck, bro.
Yeah, I hate that pick
for
you.
They're not that bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
All right, so...
If I had your running backs, you would be torching me now. Well, yeah, you would.
Actually, after week 3, it's okay.
Yeah,
maybe.
Depends what Doug Martin you get.
I like Doug Martin.
Depends what Doug Martin you get.
That is true. But I am a Doug Martin fan.
I am taking
fan.
All my balls and putting it in the Doug Martin basket.
How many balls do you have, sir?
3.
All right, well. So I'm able to go James White. Let's see who here. After John Brown, Thomas Rawls, Mr. Randy Cobb. Shout out to Mikey Agent. Getting crunk and probably hitting his hitting on his pregnant wife at the baseball game tonight. And James White, which I'm surprised. I'm going to continue to build depth. I think a very underrated guy going into this season. I know there's 85 running backs in Seattle, but the one that I truly believe might come out on top, I'm going to continue to build depth on my team. And for my bench, I'm going to draft CJ ProSize.
I like that pick. Kind of shocked Josh didn't make that pick.
Me too. He's making a lot of Tim decisions tonight.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's trying to draft like you, and that might be why his team doesn't look that good on paper right now.
I don't really appreciate that.
I'm actually closing my eyes and just picking random names. So, next up, we have Giovanni Bernard.
You can always turn on the other pick.
I could.
That works too.
But I'm not like that. Next up, we have Jacquizz Rodgers. We have Darren Sproles. And we have Dak Prescott. You guys don't like to call him Darren Sproles just for fun?
I've literally never called him that or heard anyone call him that.
Really?
Once in my life.
I hope everybody knows I'm not. That's not his actual name, so I call him that for fun. Sorry. I just want to know when Tim is gonna pick Ted Ginn Jr. That's all.
I mean,
he is the next great Brandon Cooks. So I would assume he would have went fifth round, sixth round.
First of all, Justin, fuck you for taking Mike Williams right there. That was my plan to back up Mr. Keenan Allen with Mike Williams. You got one over on me. Congratulations.
Got you, son of a bitch.
Now I don't know what I'm going to do. It kind of got me on full tilt right there. Not really sure what I want to
now,
do.
Now, Josh, just so you know, Tom's going to pick, and then he doesn't have two teams. He's going to pick again after this pick.
I got you.
Okay.
Tim, thank you for...
I just thought it was
weird, guys. I wanted to clarify.
Do I have no idea what I'm going to do?
We have 5 seconds.
Oh, shit. This is a terrible pick.
Hold on, pick.
I'm taking Lat Murray.
Hate it.
I don't think he's going to be the lead dog in Minnesota, but I think he's going to have a chance to steal touchdowns. Not a very good pick. I kind of panicked. Got too angry at Justin. That's exactly what you don't want to do come draft day. Don't let someone get in your head and mind fuck you like Justin just did to me. With my wraparound pick, I'm set at running back. Receiver, I feel good. Got 5 running back, 4 receiver. Got a tight end. I'm going to go with my number one quarterback that's left on the board,
Kirk Cousins.
Mr. Kirk Cousins.
Yep. Kirk Cousins is being projected to actually break Derek Carr's record-setting contract going into next year's free agency is what I'm hearing. He's going to get somewhere close to $30 million a year. Crazy.
Absolutely
very
nuts.
Very, very crazy, especially considering what he's been through these last 2 to 3 years. And I hope Washington offers him $30 million a year and he goes somewhere else for $29 million
a year. Next up, we have Justin.
Guys, it's hard. I don't know if we go wide receiver or running back here, but you go part of that 3 tandem, Alvin Kamara.
All right. As much as I don't like Alvin Kamara, we talked about it via, last week, PPR-wise, I don't hate it. You look at some of the balls that Drew Brees did throw, and, you know, the running back is a very important aspect of Drew Brees' completion. So maybe Alvin Kamara will have a bigger role than a lot of people think. So I'm not a huge believer in Alvin Kamara, but some people are, such as Tom.
I don't mind Alvin Kamara. If this was a PPR league, I would like him a hell of a lot more. I could see him having 50-plus receptions, but most likely he's going to be third fiddle for the New Orleans Saints. And this guy that Tim hates absolutely loves my team, so I'd like to get him on the podcast and replace Tim from Pony Keg Sports. Is this possible, Josh?
Justin's already here.
I'm already here.
Producer Justin, can we replace Tim again?
I told you, listen, Team Iric's my boy now. I just like to cause nonsense when I can. Who else went here? Elvin Kamara, Jonathan Stewart, Big Ben, Jameis, and the Broncos D. I am up now. My boy Ted Ginn Jr. is still on the board, but a potential number one wide receiver is still on the board as well.
Zay Jones?
I'm going to go with Zay Jones.
Good pick, Tim.
Say it again, baby.
Good pick. That's who I should have taken instead of Latavius Murray.
I thought you were going to be perfectly honest with you.
Goddamn, Justin getting me on tilt. It's all right, though. I got Latavius and Kirk Cousins. Feeling good about it.
You shouldn't.
Well, I'm absolutely hating my draft. So, I don't know what I want to do here. Kind of stuck.
Just start drafting quarterbacks.
Yeah. It's pretty much what it's looking like. I don't know. I'm going to go Marvin Jones. He had a good start to the year last year. Maybe he makes it happen next or this year. So we'll see. It's just a flyer pick.
Yeah, when you are investing a third-round pick and a fourth-round pick and a quarterback and tight end spot, your team's going to be a little weak at some areas, and that's what kind of happened with Josh's running back spot right here. I like his receivers. The Parker pick, it's a big-time upside pick in my eyes. I think there's a legit chance he has a better year than Jarvis Landry. Cameron Meredith should be the number one in Chicago. Larry Fitz, Mike Evans, good guys right there. Melvin Gordon. But you're going to have that advantage at the quarterback, that tight end spot. If Jordan Reed is healthy, this team can be real good, even though right now on paper it looks kind of weak.
Yeah, it's frustrating. That's all I can say. Next up, me again. Oh, God.
You have 5 seconds.
What round are we? 12. I'm so frustrated. I'm taking flyer picks now. I need running back help. I don't Marlon even Mack, care.
I like it.
Marlon Mack is three rounds too early, but at this point in time, my draft is looking pretty horrid with the running back situation. And I could have went with, I don't know. I could have went with Chris Thompson, probably, out of all those guys, but...
Well, after you, Josh, the Seahawks defense was drafted. Martellus Bennett going in the 12th. I like that pick a lot by Rick DeLeon III, that Italian son of a bitch. But I'm up again, and I'm going to continue to build depth. A guy not a lot of people are talking about, maybe for good reason, but had a great 2016. I'm going to take Tyrell Williams out for the Rams. Or the Chargers, I'm sorry.
Getting them L.A. teams confused.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seeing defense coming off the board. Saw Breshad Perriman, the Chiefs, Texans, and another rookie wide receiver, John Ross. I just cannot get on that John Ross bandwagon right now. I just think he's going to be probably option 4 for the Bengals, in all honesty, coming in that pecking order.
It doesn't help that the Ginger King can only throw the ball about 10 yards down the field.
That's very true. Gingers are known to have extremely weak arms.
And no souls.
That is true as well.
Think Eirik has red hair?
He might.
He might. That's right, Eirik.
Justin?
I'm going to hedge my bet here and pick Josh Doxson.
I love that pick. That's who I had queued up. I'm pretty sure you continue to look at my screen.
I can't even see you.
I
can't see.
Right now, I got all my starters lined up. Got my quarterback, my running back, receivers, tight end, my flex. But I only got 4 receivers on my roster right now. I'm going to go with a guy who I think has a chance to be the number one option for the Rams. We saw what Kenny Britt did there last year. Robert Woods, you are not good. And it just, I accidentally clicked twice and I picked a kicker. So I got Justin Tucker as my other pick. I was not planning on going kicker here. Damn it.
And Justin remains in your head.
Continue your thought process. Who are you going to take?
I was going to take another quarterback here. I was going to go back and draft a Marcus Mariota, get Cousins, Mariota, and be set there with both of them. And
instead, Justin, you got Matt Bryant.
I got Justin Tucker. And Justin took Marcus Mariota right after. Well, that's funny. It is what it is. I still think I have a championship caliber team on paper right now.
Well, I don't. Next up, we have Tim. Tim, what are you thinking?
I got my positions pretty much filled. Tim Eirik's wondering why I haven't taken Joe Williams yet. Calm yourself, young man. I will when I'm ready. I'm going to address the defense here and go with one of the most underrated defenses in all of football, the New England Patriots.
definitely an underrated pick. That the Patriots led a lot of teams to championship games last year. The second half of the year, they were by far the most consistent defense out there. Pretty much a guarantee for double-digit points.
I went with the defense as well. I went with the Cardinals. So
he drafted Joe Williams.
Who did?
Oh,
damn it. Yeah.
Team Eric.
It's smart. Now he's got both those San Francisco running backs.
He's trolling you is what he's doing.
Yeah.
I just told him a good pick, dummy.
See, Justin's been in my head messing me up. Like, normally I take Williams in the 12th or 13th round.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, because Justin's been messing with me, making me pick kickers and shit like that. Not a big fan, Justin.
Oh, he took my Jaguars.
Good.
That's my defense.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Unbelievable. We're officially off the wheels.
So what happens when you do mock drafts late at night? Damn ice cream trucks running into power lines again.
I went with a rookie wide receiver, hoping for upside because Robert Woods sucks. I'm going to go one Cooper Kupp.
Dude, come week four, when you need a wide receiver too, come holler at Big Daddy over here with Robert Woods.
I got Larry Fitz, bro.
I know, I'm just saying.
I'm going to go with another flyer here a little bit, but another guy who I might be very, very, very happy that I drafted late in 14th round. I think it's a solid pick. OJ Howard.
I really don't know how to feel about OJ.
No one does.
I
unless
love
OJ we trusted took a Bronco down the highway, killed a bunch of people, and then stole his merchandise back.
Definitely let us down.
He's up for parole next year.
That OJ let us down tremendously. Justin, so what are you going to be doing?
I'd almost rather draft Cameron Braid over OJ Howard, but that's just me.
I'm kind of pissed. Like, Justin, it's fourth round in a row. He's stolen my pick.
Is he just looking at your screen?
I don't know, but that's who I had queued up. I had the Giants queued up. But I'm gonna go another defense here. It's the 14th round. I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I like what they added on the draft side of the football. Their defense normally produces pretty quality fantasy numbers, and a lot of those games in the AFC North are close and a lot of turnovers, shitty weather, low-scoring game. So I like the Ravens. And I'm going to get my second quarterback. I'm going to get Mr. Eli Manning. Kind of – it's a little bit of a risk, but with the amount of weapons that he has there with the Giants, OBJ, Brandon Marshall, rookie tight end I cannot think right now, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, that's his name.
There you go.
They're going to have tons of weapons to throw the football to.
Next up, we have Justin. Deonta Foreman.
Nice pick, Justin. I kind of like that.
Good value there in the 15th round.
Yeah, some guy that...
Just some young guy.
Yeah.
That's who I was going to take in the 16th, but...
I saw he was on your queue.
Yeah, you never know what happens with Lamar Miller. He could be healthy, he could be injured. We always look at Lamar Miller. We've talked about it. I think he's better in a dual running back system. So maybe we will see a little bit of run out of Devonta Foreman, but we'll see what happens. Next up, Tim.
I don't know what to do here. I'm contemplating Rex Burkhead, trying to finish my last position player. Do I want to go running back? I do, but I don't. I'm going to go out on a little bit of flight here just in case Dez goes down. Someone who's had good production and Dak seemed to like him last year. One Cole Beasley.
I don't like the pick just for the fact that they did him. Draft Ryan Switzer. So for me, it just drops a little bit. But that's just me. I'm going to go with a running back taking a complete wild card. Donald Pumphrey. I need running backs, guys. All right, that's all I got to say. Seems like they're grooming him for some sort of role. He's running with the first team offense, whatever. If he can play a slot wide receiver, that'd be great. If I was getting points for punt return yards, even better. I'm reaching.
Josh, I just don't know how to feel about your team right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, my team fell apart after the fifth round.
Like, I get the strategy draft like Tim, but I think you took it overboard here.
You don't like Pumphrey in the 15th round?
It's okay, but is Gallman still there? I like Gallman more than him. I don't even know. I like James Conner more than him. What about Big Daddy Cohen is still there? Tim's boy.
Is anyone going to draft Adam Shaheen?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm planning on it. Planning on making him Mr. Irrelevant. You know, Tim has put a curse on a lot of rookies. So
I got a lot of 16th round picks in our draft here.
That is true.
So it's possible, but no.
Oh, this draft was frustrating for me. So.
I need a kicker. This is, you know what? Out of all the mocks I've done, this is the very first one that I did not get Sebastian Janikowski. A little disappointed. Not going to take either of the terrible Tampa Bay kickers or Connor Barth. I will go with Chris Boswell from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Guy who hit the record-setting most kicks in a playoff game, Chris Boswell?
Yeah, that one, Justin. Yeah, that one. Okay. Guys, I think it's fair to say that Eirik lost the draft, and I won.
Have you looked at your team, yeah, Tim?
My team is actually, this is probably one of the deepest, highest star power drafts that I've had. And yeah, even though I'm not fond of my running backs, I'm pretty deep. I'm pretty happy. I'm content.
So let's run through the teams. We have Tom here. We got Ezekiel Elliott, Kirk Cousins, Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, Keenan Allen, Golden Tate, Hunter Henry, Joe Mixon, Ravens defense, Justin Tucker. As the starters on the bench, we have Tyreek Hill, Dante Moncrief, Samaje Perine, Latavius Murray, Robert Woods, Eli Manning, Wayne Gallman. Not a bad squad, Tom.
A plus.
Next up, we have Justin. We have Derek Carr, Le'Veon Bell, Dalvin Cook, Alshon Jeffrey, Demaryius Thomas, Delanie Walker, Tevin Coleman, Giants defense, Blair Walsh, Jamison Crowder as a backup, Derrick Henry, Mike Williams, rookie for the Chargers, Alvin Kamara, again a rookie for the Saints, Josh Doxson, Marcus Mariota, Deonta Foreman. Thoughts?
I like it. Dalvin Cook is starting running back. How do you guys feel about that? At first I was worried, but I actually like it now.
Technically,
I feel
Tevin Coleman's the starter. He's got Tevin and he's got Cook, so he could kind of play around with it a little bit. But in all reality, you are correct. He's probably going to be starting both of them. I like Cook.
If this was a PPR league, I would absolutely love his running backs right now. Standard, I think, takes away a little bit of the value for Cook and for Coleman. But overall, that running back group is good, especially with Le'Veon Bell. Justin, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Did you like picking early in this draft? A lot of people right now, I've been hearing, a lot of people are saying as much as they like getting one of the top three running backs, they are not a big fan of picking in the top three. They're liking the later picks in the first round of the draft, in the snake drafts.
No, definitely. If I would have had the 6th, 7th pick, definitely would have probably went Freeman, and I probably would have gotten not Alshon Jeffrey. I probably could have got one Leonard Fournette. I could have gotten, who was another running back? Who was the other one that was up there?
Jai kind of slipped.
Yeah, Jai. Lamar Miller. Later. I think he was second round, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have got one of those, you know, that have the dual threat running back-wise. Or even could have got, you know, a better wide receiver than Alshon Jeffrey.
Next up, we have Tim's team. We have Aaron Rodgers, Mark Ingram, Eddie Lacy, Odell Beckham Jr., Dez Bryant, Travis Kelce, Jeremy Maclin, Patriots defense, Chris Boswell. On his bench, we have Kenneth Dixon, Adrian Peterson, CJ Procise, Zay Jones, Tyrell Williams, OJ Howard, Cole Beasley.
I like this team. Starting running backs, not the best. I know Tim isn't a big believer in Eddie Lacy. I like him. Doing P90X now. He's looking good. Laying off on those double stacks or whatever junior bacon cheeseburgers from Wendy's. He's doing good, making that 10 grand every week. I like the bench. I like Kenneth Dixon. He's supposed to be coming back week 5. I think he is the starter in Baltimore. AP, he's got a chance to be a top 20 running back, and you got him in the 9th round. I think he's going to be the go-to guy in New Orleans, and you got both their starting running backs. And having Aaron Rodgers, that man can carry you to the playoffs.
I like the Zay Jones pick.
Yeah.
Zay Jones pick, just because he can be a true number one wide receiver. We highlighted him in our draft prospects, and Zay Jones is truly a guy that can be a number one guy.
One thing I hate, if you invest a high-round pick in a tight end, you shouldn't be wasting a flyer on a rookie tight end in my eyes. I know it was 14th or 15th round, whatever it is. I'm just not a big-time believer in that.
Next up and last team mine, Tom Brady, Melvin Gordon. Doug, what are you shaking your head already? Tom Brady, Melvin Gordon, Doug Martin, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Jordan Reed, Cameron Meredith, Cardinals defense, Will Lutz, Devontae Parker, Terrence West, Thomas Rawls, Marvin Jones, Marlon Mack, Cooper Kupp, Donald Pumphrey.
Wait, you didn't even mention Will Lutz.
I did.
Oh, okay. Josh, listen, I don't like tearing you apart, but if it was the other way around, it is safe to say if this was my team, I would be torched right now. This team would struggle to make the playoffs, in my opinion. Even though you have Tom Brady, I feel like you would lose to all three of our teams, personally.
Yeah, I brought it up earlier, just that investing that high draft capital in a quarterback and tight end, yep, I think is the wrong approach, especially this year. I'm not a hater on investing an early pick on the quarterback, in all honesty. I think they can make a difference. But, yeah, I don't see this team as a playoff team right now on paper. Doug Martin will be back week 4, but you're going to be relying on Terrence West. Yeah, he should be the guy in Baltimore, but who knows what kind of a role Danny Woodhead will carve out for himself in the first few weeks. I'd be a little nervous rolling into the season with this team.
I couldn't agree more. I think that Josh needs to just go ahead and offer me up a trade for Kenneth Dixon. You know, drastically improves his team. Throw me a Larry Fitz and maybe a future pick, and we can make this work, Josh.
No, I feel pretty confident about my team, so I really don't care what you guys say. I feel like my starting core group of guys is better than Tim's.
That's not true.
Heat pile of trash that he has. So I feel pretty confident with where I'm at. So you can S my D, Tim, and that's all I got to say.
I have nothing else to say. I mean, it's a pretty much proven fact. Your team's garbage. So,
guys, let's keep these rosters and let's see who has the most fantasy points at the end of the year.
Justin,
I would love to do that.
Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep, production.
Yeah, you can do that. I can pretty much guarantee none of us are going to do that.
Yeah, I won't.
just submit which roster, which people you want to start, and I'll let you know.
I don't even have to change my team for buys. I'll just keep my team.
Nope.
Straight up.
Done. I will beat your ass.
What does winner get?
Irik will buy him a jersey.
Anything else, guys? What about... So, after looking at the draft strategy, let's talk about it. So, if you go quarterback, tight end early, chances are, like my team, it's going to suck. If you go one or the other early, chances are you'll be able to hit either with a better wide receiver later or a better bench wide receiver, and then you can focus on a quarterback later in the draft. Obviously, going my route, going quarterback and tight end in the first 5 rounds, not very smart. It does not look good for your bench at all. Plus, if you're doing that at pick 10. So, very ugly on my part. That's what I take away from this mock draft. And that's why people should be doing mock drafts. Because if you're going into a draft and you sit here and you end up with this team, You should be disappointed and mad at yourself that you did not do the homework and the research on who you should be drafting, where you should be drafting, and what players you should be drafting.
So that's a good thing, Josh, because you were able to salvage something.
Well, and
that's what I got out of it.
It's true. You need to be doing these mock drafts, and you need to look at different strategies, but it also kind of depends on who you are as a person. Josh drafted a quarterback and tight end in the first five rounds, as did I, but my team is not hot garbage. So it's, you know, it just depends on how good you are at this, how well you know players. Josh, you can do some more research, you know, Google players, and it'll probably give you a little bit more detail on how to draft a team going forward.
I am going to whoop your ass. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I got to say. That's it.
I love
it. We're going to have it for 14 straight weeks, just Josh versus Tim on that roster.
And actually, I take that back. I'm looking. It was my first four picks that I went tight end and quarterback. So that's even worse, in my opinion.
Let's call a spade here. I didn't draft a running back till the fourth round. I was extremely lucky to get the guys that I did and get the depth behind them. I mean, you do not, you know, get that very, very often, but when you're drafting against guys like Josh and Team Irik, you're able to build your team a little bit better when you have those type of fellow fantasy players in the league.
Well, that's all we got, and I'm done talking to Tim for the next week, so you guys can make your production notes on the sides with each other. Anybody else, anything? Last comments besides Tim? I'm going to cut your mic off.
I got nothing.
Nothing. Justin, anything?
OG Howard, great pick.
Nice. Joe Williams.
All right, well, that's all we have for you guys. Justin, it's been a pleasure having you all week with us. Appreciate you coming on the show, and it's been fun. Hopefully you enjoyed as well.
It's going to end with you're not invited next
week. Don't come back now.
Tim, glad you finally showed up, I guess, and I use that term loosely with the glad part of it. But, yeah, at least you're here, so you're a body and you're talking, so that's good.
Oh, that's all you require to be on your podcast? Is a talking body, you schmuck?
So, again, that's all we got for you guys. We are Pony Kick Sports. If you guys have anything that you want to talk to us about, hit us up on Twitter, at Pony Kick Sports, at Pony Kick Tom, at Pony Kick Tim. Hit us up on our website, ponykicksports.com. Justin, did you ever figure out what your Twitter handle was?
It's St. Justin E. Fiends. At St. Justin E. Fiends.
Oh, well, you know, spell it for us?
Well, as you know, our last name is Stevens with a PH, so it's Efiens, or is it Evens?
All right, don't find him on Twitter. You guys can also check out our buddies on their website, CleatGeeks.com. Again, you can hit them up on Twitter at CleatGeeks, and you can check out all their articles, everything that they have on there, a bunch of good stuff. Tim, go ahead.
Check out the 2017 Dog Sled Races qualifiers that they have going on. I believe it's the Southeastern region. That's coming up here next week as well.
All right, that's all we have for you guys. Hope you enjoy. See you next time.
Southeast? Was that Florida? What are you talking about?